Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morning, Penelope Noir. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good. Intrigued by what we're going to be talking about this morning. Nudie suits. Zoe and I absolutely had no idea what this was when you told us this is what we were doing. And I think a lot of people at home might also be unfamiliar. What are we talking about? Is it being naked? What is this?
I was going to say it's probably the complete opposite of a birthday suit.
Right.
So a nudie suit is a country and western style suit.
Uh-huh.
It's also known as a rodeo suit. And it's normally covered in rhinestones and embroidery, like chain stitch and applique. Probably the most modern people that you know that wear them are, say, Post Malone. He wears a version of a nudie suit. It's not the original. He wears suits that are made by Rusty Cutts, which is an artist called Judith Rothman Pierce, who makes those. Tammy Nielsen on the cover of her Sassafras album wore a pink one that was made by Zoe Hall, who's an artist. Sin City, Auckland band Sin City, they wear a version of nudie suits as well. There's even been an Auckland-based band called the Nudie Suits that was around the 90s through
so
to
good.
Maybe about 2006. But they've been worn by John Wayne, Glen Campbell, Hank Snow, Hank Williams, Sonny and Cher, John Lennon, Jenny Lewis, ZZ Top, Dolly Parton.
Wow. Literally everyone. Elton John, you sent us a photo of Elton John wearing one as well. I think it's fair to say they're very camp. Like, they've got
a
fantastic sort of campiness to them. And the colours, they're so pastel quite often. I mean, where do they come from, Penny?
So the guy that made them, he originally came from Ukraine at 11, and his parents sent him to America for a better life, and he spent his time kind of traveling across America being a shoeshine boy.
Oh, wow.
And then eventually kind of made it to New York. He changed his name to Nudie Con, and then he started putting rhinestones on clothing in the 1930s, and he had a store called Nudies for the Ladies in New York City.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he was making G-strings and outfits for burlesque showgirls there. And then he moved to California in the 1940s and started making clothing out of his garage. And he loved making these suits, and he kind of was also known as the Rhinestone Cowboy, but he's not the Rhinestone Cowboy, because that was Loy Allen Bolin. But he made these...
Before that.
Yeah.
He was
making these suits, and he saw an opportunity. He was like giving them to artists like Port Wagoner, who he made like this amazing kind of peach suit that had wagons all over it.
Oh, wow.
And he gave it to him for free, and then that became kind of like his promotion.
It's the ultimate, it's the original type of influencing, isn't it? Like, get someone successful or who you kind of want to be the face of what you're doing to wear what you want people to see, and then let the rest sort of speak for itself.
Yeah. And he kind of eventually moved on to like dressing Roy Rogers and Dale Evans in the 50s. He moved to a bigger store. He also famously made the gold lame suit that Elvis wore on the cover of 50 million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong.
Yep.
But that to me is just like a gold lame suit. It's not like a nudie suit.
Yep.
So when I first became aware of nudie suits was when I first started listening to like the Flying Burrito Brothers and Gram Parsons, and Gram Parsons had the most famous kind of one that had pills, poppy flowers, marijuana leaves, that sort of thing suits. And he was a bit of a trustafarian, so he actually purchased them for the entire band.
Oh, that's so, so interesting.
Yeah, so if you check out the cover of The Gilded Palace of Sin by the Flying Burrito Brothers, that you can see them all wearing the suits there.
The images that go on nudie suits, are they, I mean, you've sort of touched on it a little bit, but are they specific to the person who's wearing it? Is that the idea, that you'd wear stuff that's kind of emblematic of yourself or your music or something?
Yeah, so they were custom made, and they cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
because I imagine they were probably, for the most part, there was a lot of hand stitching as well as, you know, machine sewing. But you you know, in those days, I'd say that you probably couldn't get those mass manufactured. And, you know, applique is really time consuming. And so, especially with Graham Parsons, I mean, it's well known that he died of a drug overdose, and that emblems on his suits were like, there was a woman, a cross, and then, of course, pills, poppies.
It's a beautiful suit, I have to say. Like, the marijuana leaves are incredible on it. It's like kind of covers, it's like crawling up the front of the suit or something. It's stunning, but yeah, as you say, it's kind of also a little bit macabre, maybe, as well. Yeah. Now, looking back on it,
his might have been a bit of a tarot card situation going on. But Nudie himself even wore the suits, and they were so over the top. But he always wore mismatched cowboy boots, and that was to help him remember where he came from, because he was so poor originally that he'd never had a pair of matching shoes.
Oh, wow.
So he was kind of, and he was also really famous for over-decorating cars.
Yes.
American cars.
That's so good, like big muscle cars with like amazing like applique on the side and stuff.
Yeah. And he died in 1981, and his wife kept the company going until 1994. And then it kind of like closed down for a while, and his granddaughter opened it up in 2015. But I'm not sure whether they still make the suits or someone else bought that. Took that over. I think she kind of just concentrates on the history, but there's been a lot of people who have been heavily influenced that are now making the suits. So they're still known as Nudie suits, but he was the original man to make them.
I think it's fair to say that they've had like a big influence on labels like Gucci. You can sort of see that they have had in many seasons past, like elements of this pop up, especially in the last sort of 5 years when kind of cowboys filtered into the like fashion aesthetic on both like the runway and in pop culture. They had a bit of a moment again. Like you could see them around and get, you know, a cheap rip-off version from like H&M or Topshop or something like that, you know, a kind of fast fashion version of it. They're very amazing though, like to see the artistry that goes into it. I'm looking at one that Elton John is wearing here, and it's just stunning, like the detail on it, and the cut is beautiful as well. Like it's not just the stuff that's on the suit, but the actual suit itself is so wonderfully tailored. Like they're incredible things.
They're amazing. I mean, I even know that Jin from the Tuesday 1-4, it has been his dream to have one as well.
Oh,
and
so
I can imagine him wearing one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could see Jin coming in on his bicycle in his nerdy suit.
Yes.
That would be a whole mood.
Yeah.
This is great. You could spend hours looking at these. I love the Dolly Parton like custom nudie dress that she's got here as well, which is very amazing. I would recommend people do a little Google today and kill some time on that.
There's also the bassist from REM, Mike Mills, like he consistently wore them for a time as well.
Amazing. You have picked us a Sin City track. We've got Breakdown in Dallas to play this morning. They have got some fantastic nudie suits in some of their promo images at the moment. Thank you for bringing us the nudie suit this morning, Penelope Noir.
Thank you.
Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
Bring
This is Sin City with Breakdown in Dallas. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us nudie suits this morning. We had a text in about Orville Peck. Very good nudie suits, nudie suit style suits. I'm sure they're probably not actually nudie suits, but they are of that style. Amazing ones that you can see on Orville Peck with the beautiful fringed mask as well. It's such a good vibe.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.